Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Cyrus Sotz is here, just letting you know that this channel is undergoing a bit of a rebrand. We're renaming Rick Barry's house as Golden Days. The Rick Barry Show still exists. It's primarily based on the Mic'd Up app, but every episode of that will still be published here. And so will Strength in Numbers with Brandon Cadiz, which you're going to listen to in just a moment. But the program, just in case you're wondering, you know, that something's different, it is. We're now calling this channel Golden Days, and I'm going to be producing regular content. The focus will still be the same, though, the Golden State Warriors, providing content that's original, that's fresh, that's insightful, that's analytical, that's accurate, that's informative, and entertaining. That is our goal. But for now, enjoy Brandon, enjoy Strength in Numbers, and welcome to our rebranded channel, Golden Days. Here's Brandon Cadiz with Strength in Numbers.
Once again, the Bays team is the best team, the Golden State Warriors.
Well, do you believe in the Warriors now?
All season long, Strength in Numbers.
Welcome to this week's episode of Strength in Numbers on Believe. I'm your host, Brandon Cadiz. Some sad news to report as on Wednesday, the three-time NBA Hall of Famer Jerry West passed away at the age of 86 years old. We'll dive into his impact on the Golden State Warriors dynasty. Kevon Looney, Tim Kawakami in a report this week said that he expects Kevon Looney to get cut by the Warriors to save some money, and already some teams would be interested have been lining up for the services of the three-time NBA champion. Draymond Green reflects on his podcast about the entire Jordan Poole situation and how it went down. We analyze what Draymond had to say, his regrets, and how he had to navigate that entire season with all that animosity. All of that on this week's episode of Strength in Numbers. The logo himself, Mr. Jerry West, the late Jerry West, passed on Wednesday at 86 years old. He is a three-time Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer, not once, not twice, but three times as an NBA champion, Olympic champion, and as an executive. He had 8 championships as an executive across numerous franchises. Started with the Los Angeles Lakers, of course, the Golden State Warriors. He ended it off with the Los Angeles Clippers. He brought Kobe and Shaq together, won a championship there, helped bring Kevin Durant to the Warriors, won multiple championships there, and he tried to do the same with the Clippers, but was unsuccessful in that aspect. Paul George, of course, Russell Westbrook, and Kawhi Leonard. He brought Kawhi over to the Clippers from the Toronto Raptors. Whenever there was a deal and a high free agent, they were able to do it there with Jerry West, part of their respective NBA franchise, getting Shaq, getting Kevin Durant, getting Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers, as I mentioned. Jerry West was amazing as an executive, just the numerous amount of championships. But when we take a look at his NBA playing career, of course, in 27 points, 5.8 rebounds, 6.7 assists, 47% overall field going in his career, and an 81% free throw shooter. Known as the logo, of course, the guy we see on the NBA logo, and he is the only player to have his silhouette in all of the major sports leagues across North America. You can say that the MLB logo can be a certain player, the NHL logo can be a certain player, but no, that is not confirmed. It is Jerry West. And nicknamed Mr. Clutch, of course, Stephen Curry wins the first ever Jerry West Western Conference Finals MVP award in that 2022 Finals run. He has only won one title as a player in his NBA career, the late Mr. Jerry West. But despite all that and the great contest between him, Bill Russell, Lakers and Celtics back in the day, again, made the NBA Finals 9 times as a player, but just won once, 1-8 overall, losing 6 times to Bill Russell in the Boston Celtics. I mean, a lot of accolades to list out for Jerry West, another 14-time NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP in 1972, 4-time NBA All-Defensive First Team member, of course, the number 44 retired by the Los Angeles Lakers. He was a 2-time Executive of the Year in 1995 and in 2004, and of course, the Olympic medals 1960 and 1959 in the Pan American Games. I mean, just so many accolades to list out for Jerry West. And just a personal story for me, West Virginia, of course, university, the college that Jerry West went to. During my high school days, from graduating and trying to figure out colleges to go to, I went out there to West Virginia and just saw the amount of posters and just memorabilia that they had of Jerry West there. It was truly a sight to see, and I was fortunate enough to, in high school, he did a free local signing at, I want to say, a Toyota dealership, some car dealership here in the Bay Area, was signing autographs and meeting fans, and he was very nice, very genuine, Mr. Jerry West, and got his autograph on this poster that he signed, inscribed it, 2-time Hall of Famer, listed the years on there, and I still have that. I was looking at it yesterday when Jerry West passed away, so I was just fortunate to be able to have met a legend before he passed away. But we are here to talk about his days with the Golden State Warriors, right? He was part of that dynasty. A lot to analyze, from bringing in Kevin Durant to not making the Klay Thompson trade and keeping that core together. And that's what we're here. That is what we will dive into on that Warriors aspect for Jerry West. Again, Jerry West was with the Warriors from 2011 to 2017 as a consultant and executive board member, where he aided the Golden State Warriors to championships in 15 and 17. Wasn't there for the back-to-back year in 18 with Kevin Durant. West was part of the first initial trade that went down, the big trade that really revolutionized the Warriors to creating that dynasty to win their first NBA championship, and that was pushing for that Monte Ellis and Andrew Bogut trade, and he urged the Warriors to draft Klay Thompson in 2011 with the 11th overall pick. And I think it's important to talk about how he helped bring Klay Thompson over to the Warriors, because Klay was part of that trade that was expected to go down in the summer before the championship season. The rumor was the Warriors were looking into the Minnesota Timberwolves forward slash center, double-double machine at that time there, the bigger version of Kevin Love. The rest of the league heard about Jerry West and Joe Lacob going back and forth in the front office, and Jerry West threatening to leave the Golden State Warriors if they traded away Klay Thompson. Jerry West saw and believed that the Warriors could develop Klay Thompson into one of the best two-way players in the league, and which eventually had Mark Jackson saying that he had the best shooting backcourt of all time, and that proved to be true. So the belief from Jerry West as an executive and board member to Mark Jackson believing in Steph Curry and Klay Thompson really helped drive the core for the Golden State Warriors. There was an article yesterday that was updated by NBC Sports Bay Area, former NBC Sports Net Bay Area at that time reporter Jim Cozumar on June 12, 2014, sat down with Jerry West and some notable quotes out of that article talking about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I'll share them with you right here. He said that Curry is one of the most unique players I've seen in this league, and he's unique in the sense that you look at him, he's not one of those big, strong guys. Unbelievable competitor and a great person. If there's anyone in the league that can make the kind of shots that he makes, I don't know who they are. He's got a wide following in the league. It's going to get greater. Parents did a heck of a job raising the kid. He's so grounded, and the thing you don't see about him, you see this kind of baby face, and this guy is really a competitor. Now, he further talks about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, specifically more about Klay. He said that we've got one of the best backcourts in the league. Thompson's got size. His defensive play is really underrated, and that's where he's come along. And because of his ability to play people at three positions, it tells you how valuable he is. He can guard small forwards, and a lot of times if they have a great point guard, you see him guarding a great point guard, and obviously he can play two guard. I think he would be so much better if he could just cover two guards all the time defensively. But he's come a long way, and he's fun to watch. Another fantastic kid, and he and Curry fit great together. Should be a great backcourt for a long time. And this was the summer right before the Warriors won the championship in 2015. He pushed to not make that Kevin Love trade, and he helped start this dynastic run for the Warriors. So credit to you, the late, great Mr. Jerry West, for pushing Joe Lacob, Bob Myers and company to not making that Kevin Love deal. As a kid growing up, I remember the rumors were, yeah, if they get Kevin Love to the Warriors, that'll also open up Dwight Howard signing to the Warriors and pursuing LeBron James to come to Golden State, and they would have created that big three. Of course, we know what happened. LeBron joined Miami, brought over Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and created that big three for the Miami Heat. Now, just imagine what a Kevin Love, LeBron James, Dwight Howard type of situation would have been. Would the Warriors still have won the same amount of titles? Send me a tweet there at HiBrandFlakes on Twitter and let me know what your thoughts would have been if the Warriors rolled out with a lineup of Curry, Love, Dwight Howard and LeBron James on the team. Do you think they would have still won four NBA championships in the same amount of time in the span of 10 years? Or would have been completely different? Give me your thoughts there on Twitter, again, at HiBrandFlakes. We got to talk about the summer of 2016. Another summer offseason for the Golden State Warriors. They just came off losing 3-1 against the Cleveland Cavaliers, the first ever 3-1 comeback in NBA Finals history. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Game 7 on Father's Day, a loss at Oracle Arena, one of the tougher losses in the history of Oracle Arena. And less than a month later, a few weeks later, Jerry West had a phone call and a sit-down with Kevin Durant. Or Draymond Green had that phone call in the parking lot. We know the story, calling, crying, trying to have Kevin Durant join the Golden State Warriors. And Mr. Jerry West was also a big part of recruiting Kevin Durant to the Warriors. In an article by Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, Kawakami said that what West told him that he told Kevin Durant was that do what makes you happy, but you will be your best basketball self on this team along Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and also coached by head coach Steve Kerr. Now, Kawakami in that article gives his thoughts that he thinks that Durant pretty much decided to go with the Warriors, but that was the emphasis and the final point of KD signing with the Golden State Warriors was the influence that Jerry West had. And, of course, the Kobe Bryant, you know, getting selected and traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, pairing him up with Shaquille O'Neal. I think, you know, KD being a basketball historian, a basketball nut, always knowing to have burner accounts on Twitter and X, that he always follows the great history of the NBA and basketball, and he knows the impact Jerry West had as an executive with the Lakers. And if that was the ultimate landing point to him, kudos to Jerry West for bringing it another piece to what would have been the second championship for the Warriors in 17. And then Jerry West leaves to the Clippers after that. Still was an important factor for helping bring the 2018 and 2022 championships, even after he left, to the Warriors. 4 championships in 10 years is quite impressive, and one of the best dynasties ever created in NBA history came from the Golden State Warriors and helped by an NBA Hall of Famer like Jerry West. Now I'll close the Jerry West tribute with this. Bob Myers was on Steiny and Guru's 95.7 The Game on the day that he passed away, and he was asked about the storyline of Jerry West threatening to leave the Warriors if he traded Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. And Myers would go on to say, and I quote, "That is like this mythical story. I always tell people that was as close as people thought because nothing was going on in the NBA. The story drags, so I tell people we never got as close as people think," in reference to the Thompson Love deal. "They don't believe me or whatever. Had the deal been close, we would have requested Kevin Love's medical because he had some medical stuff going on, and we never did. Sure, our job is to look at it. It never got to the point where we wanted to do it, and Jerry said, if we do it, I'm out of here. It never got to that level, but it's a fun story for people to tell, and people remember it in such a way," end quote. On the latest episode of the Draymond Green Show, Draymond would further back that claim by his former GM and Bob Myers, saying that famously said he wouldn't quit his job as a consultant for the Warriors if they traded Klay for Love. Draymond couldn't help but laugh and said, "I can definitely believe that because the logo is intense, but I must say I don't remember that being said," end quote. So maybe it would stretch the story a little bit that he was going to leave the late Jerry West if they traded Klay to Minnesota, but, you know, at the same time, it was probably a stern, very provocative, well-known claim that he told the front office to Joe Lacob and Bob Myers, making very astute points, I'm sure, to tell them, hey, if this happens, then I'm basically almost out of here. And it never got to that point, according to Bob Myers. So it's fun to get that myth and legend going. And hey, no one's asked, from what I've done in my research of Jerry West, asking him how close he was to actually leaving. And we may never know. Maybe they can ask his children about that story later on whenever someone decides to get an interview about their father. But that is our tribute in this week's episode for the late Jerry West, passed away again on Wednesday at the age of 86 years old. Thank you for helping bring multiple championships to the Golden State Warriors and Dub Nation. We all truly appreciate it. On to our next topic, and the Warriors free agency saga this summer continues with a 3-time NBA champion, Kevon Looney. Tim Kawakami of The Athletic reports that he expects Kevon Looney to be cut by the Warriors. He has $8 million coming up for this season and only $3 million guaranteed. So if the Warriors do decide to cut and move Kevon Looney, they will only owe him $3 million of this year's salary. And this was said on the Plus Minus podcast with TK. Also had Anthony Slater on that podcast as well. And I said for the past 2 offseason podcasts that Kevon Looney would most likely get moved in a trade. But this is better for Looney because if he's cut, he can sign with any team that he wants to, and it won't be a situation where if the Warriors did have to make a trade with, say, a low-level team like the Pistons or the Wizards, that he wouldn't be happy and be contending for another NBA title or playing for a playoff contender. Looney would presumably have the ball in his court and make the decision based off of himself on where he could go, and the latest rumor right now is that a lot of contending teams would be up to try to sign the three-time NBA champion. We're still going to call him a Golden State Warrior because he hasn't officially been released, but we can expect that to happen. Again, June 28th, a big day during that timeline for the Golden State Warriors. I'll list out those key dates here right now. So June 24th, Kevon Looney's contract goes from $3 million guaranteed to all of the $8 million guaranteed unless he is released. Again, June 27th will be the second round of the NBA draft where the Warriors have the 52nd overall pick. If you missed last week's episode, listen back to it as I had some options for the Golden State Warriors, the players to who they could draft. Again, we'll have more on that next week talking about the NBA draft. And again, on June 28th, all of Chris Paul's $30 million contract is guaranteed, but both sides have been into agreement that if they need to push the date back, maybe to the start of July after free agency, around that July 4th window, that Chris Paul and the Warriors could, you know, decide to push that forward and, you know, try to get some more buffer time on what they want to do with the whole Chris Paul contract situation. But for Kevon himself, one team that is reported already interested in him is the New York Knicks. Fred Kratz of The Athletic said the Knicks this offseason, if the Warriors decide to cut him loose, would be interested. He goes in the article to say that Looney will be an option only if one of the Knicks' most dreaded free agent scenarios plays out. If Isaiah Hartenstein walks for a larger offer, especially considering New York is capped at how much it can pay the center, the team needs a replacement, and Looney would fill the void, excuse me. He fits the Knicks' vibe check. Looney is a rebounder first, one of the world's most ferocious on the glass. He finished 10th in the NBA in offseason rebounded rate last season. He's a physical presence down low and would arrive with championship contending experience, a member of three of those Warriors titles, end quote from Katz. Looney did have a career low in 16 minutes last season since being a starter. 4.5 points, 5.7 rebounds, and 1.8 assists last season for the Golden State Warriors. Are the Warriors going to roll forward with just Trayce Jackson-Davis, or is Kevon Looney, would he be willing to negotiate a contract that would be team-friendly for the Warriors and help him come back to the Golden State Warriors? Another thing to mention is that the Knicks could sign Looney to mid-level exception. Kevon Looney did say that he wants to try to change his game to fit to the new NBA. He was on the Draymond Green podcast, and you know, even Draymond himself credited Looney to be able to adapt and always be a guy that can learn going forward. And the big man role in the NBA this season, it's a little different. We know the hip surgeries that Looney went through, two of them, even when he was at UCLA, and Green credited him on his show saying that that's a death sentence to other players, that their careers are over. But for Kevon Looney, he adapted. We saw him have quicker handles, the ability to hit jumpers in UCLA. I'm sure Warriors fans, Dub Nation, you've seen the highlight tapes on YouTube where he's able to hit turnaround fadeaway jumpers. And we've seen Looney be able to hit that jumper multiple times when he's left wide open. So him working on that game this offseason for a new team and a different style of play, different concepts. For example, with the New York Knicks, I could see him being, you know, utilizing that jump shot more to try to fit to the more modern NBA. And if he does have that in this game, and we see that with his new team, a lot of Warriors fans are going to be frustrated and say, hey, why didn't Steve Kerr allow him to shoot that shot? We've seen Kevon Looney make a three-pointer before. It was very entertaining, whatever season that was. But Looney, you know, he's known for his rebounding, his offensive rebounding threat. I was at that double overtime? Double overtime game against the Atlanta Hawks where Clay, I think, had 40 or 50 points. Looney hit the game-winning tip-in layup. That was amazing to be at. And, Just another example of another great Kevon Looney moment in his career with the Golden State Warriors. We know the defense and the switchability he had in the 2022 NBA Finals. I always go back to when, you know, he was switched on to James Harden in that one playoff run when he was with the Houston Rockets and stopping him there. That's when Kevon's defense started to shine and really show NBA teams that he can switch up on the perimeter. Looney would go on to say in the Draymond Green podcast this, that the ball isn't in my court. I don't have full control over my destiny, so I kind of have to play the waiting game. Control what I can control. I've been here my whole career. I don't know nothing else. You always want to finish what you started and be somewhere for your whole career, but I've been in the business long enough to know that's not realistic. I'm preparing myself for whatever. My family's out here, and the Bay's been great to me. They treat me like family. I grew up here. I haven't really thought about it too far. I'm trying to see what they're going to do first before I push the envelope and see what I want to do. And end quote from Looney. We will transition now and close off the show with this. On the Draymond Green podcast, the same one that he had Kevon Looney on, Draymond talked about his regrets with Jordan Poole and the incident where he punched Poole in that leaked video that was released by TMZ in the summer of the 2023 offseason, right after they won the NBA championship. Draymond talks about his regrets and how he wished he could have celebrated everything with Jordan Poole.
It was the same thing for me with Jordan Poole. When I took like JP under my wing, and to see him have success was the best thing for me. One of the worst feelings I've ever had as an NBA basketball player was seeing him get a contract and knowing that I fucked it all and I couldn't celebrate his contract with him. It was one of the worst feelings that I've ever had as an NBA player. Not losing the NBA Finals, as much as that sucks, you move on from it. But like, that's a life-changing thing. Like, we've experienced that. Like, you got your contract. That was life-changing, right? We experienced that. And to see his life change like that, and like, I think he had like a party or something with his people in San Francisco or something. And like, to not be able to go celebrate that. And I fucked it off. Like, I did. I ain't going to sit here and act like I didn't. I fucked it off. I take it on the chin and I take it on the chin. It is what it is. I don't hide from my fuck ups, just like I don't hide from my wins. When I talk to y'all about the wins I have, and I tell you, don't let us win another fucking championship, and then I tell you about it, I'm the same way with my losses. And I messed that one up, but it hurts.
And that audio was from the Draymond Green show, of course. I just find funny that he thought that he would have still been able to celebrate with Jordan Poole after the punch and hang out with his people and party with him in San Francisco. I vividly remember the tweets of him going back and forth with Jordan Poole's dad on Twitter. And we further learned that those reports of Draymond Green finding his mojo back during that 2023 season, seeing that Kevon Looney even being asked that, does Draymond have to gain that trust back and gain the trust of being a leader, having that leadership come back to him? And there were reports that, yeah, the Warriors have found that footing back. Draymond Green seems to have found his role. But on the same podcast, Draymond Green said that he didn't want to show up to work, that it was almost embarrassing to try to navigate through that season, that he would purposely be late to avoid Jordan Poole in certain situations.
Actually, I wasn't late at all this year. I was so embarrassed to be around our team last year when JP was still on the team that I came to everything. Like, I was probably late last season 20 times. And I just paid a fine because I was so embarrassed to like show my face in a time where it's like before everything starts, that's when everybody like shooting the shit and like all the conversation. I was so embarrassed to show my face during those times that I would time everything up. Like, if we're on the road, I time it up to like the minute I need to get there. And if the elevator took a little bit longer than it was supposed to, I'd be late. Or if I'm leaving my crib, which is like 7 to 8 minutes away from the facility, I time it up to the minute of where I need to arrive. And if the red light right there in front of the Giants Stadium, Oracle Park, if the red light caught me, I'd be 2-3 minutes late. Like, ah. And so one of Steve's rules this year was like, Draymond, don't be late. And I'm never a late guy. I was never late in my career. But last year, I couldn't show my face like before. Like, it was just, it was terrible. And so.
And that was the audio there. And just reacting to that, my initial reaction is that, wow, it was not only embarrassing for Draymond on Twitter, embarrassing for the Poole family, embarrassing for Jordan Poole himself. And Poole did all he could that season. We know his numbers were down, and eventually the Warriors had to trade him to the Washington Wizards for Chris Paul. And that's how that guy that the Warriors needed off the bench, especially this season, a scoring type of guy that helped also bring them that 2022 NBA Finals championship. Jordan Poole, whenever Steph Curry was out, in that initial Denver series, Poole's numbers, right? As a starter, he was the guy, he was going to be the predecessor that a lot of people in Dub Nation thought was that third splash brother that could take over for when Steph Curry eventually decides to walk away. And now the Warriors don't have Jordan Poole on his team. He struggled for most of the part of this season with the Washington Wizards until the last 2 months, where he really found his footing, started to score, be the old Jordan Poole again. But for Draymond Green there, he was embarrassed, and he still decided to go and act in a way to which was detrimental to the team and detrimental to being one of the veterans and leaders on the team, and to not show the leadership because he was embarrassed for the actions that he decided to do and react to for Jordan Poole. Just speaks to the nature of why we saw Draymond Green still suspended this year for the actions on Nurkic, for getting thrown out of that game where Stephen Curry was crying on the bench because he got ejected from the game, and still the Warriors had a shot to buy for a playoff spot. And also where this season that Draymond Green still said that the Warriors had to put him on a suspension that was indefinite and until he showed that he was going through the therapy sessions and actually applying it to his life, that he can return to this team. And Draymond Green was essential this season. But just to reflect on all of it, what could have been, right? If that punch didn't happen, would that entire 2023 season have been different? Would the Warriors actually have been closer to making the Western Conference Finals and pushing past the Lakers and contending for back-to-back titles? Would Jordan Poole have had career-high numbers in the 2023 season? We all know the rumors of what was said from Jordan Poole about Draymond Green and the punch, about the potential of Jordan Poole. Remember that offseason, who was going to get signed first, Jordan Poole or Draymond Green? And we know that Jordan Poole got that contract before Draymond did. And that could have been, that is what was rumored by a lot of people in the circles, that that's what Jordan Poole said, something about the contract to what led to the punch by Draymond Green that was released from TMZ. That audio there from the Draymond Green show. You can send me your reaction to the audio for the Draymond Green show. Do you think Draymond was right in being able to feel embarrassed? Just that was his way of coping with things. Tweet at me at HiBrandFlakes. Do you think Jordan Poole would have had a career high season off the 2022 season and into the 2023 season if Draymond didn't punch him? That is all the time that we have for this week's episode of Strength in Numbers. Make sure to hit subscribe on our podcast page on Believe in Golden Days, which of course has this show, Strength in Numbers, the Rick Barry Show, and Cyrus Sotz's show, all covering the Golden State Warriors. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Strength in Numbers on Believe. I'm your host, Brandon Cadiz, and it has been a pleasure. And as always, go Dubs!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.